We first met viola player Nathan Schramm on Weekend Edition Sunday, the beginning of this year, when he was teaching violin to elementary school children in Brooklyn. Mr. Schramm is a member of the Academy, a training program for young musicians sponsored by Carnegie Hall and the Juilliard School. This time, we find him preparing for another facet of what the Academy has to offer. Jeff London reports.
Clive Gillinson, Carnegie Hall's executive director, says the Academy is trying to develop a well-rounded 21st century musician. So when people apply, his staff looks for two things: a genuine commitment to sharing a passion for classical music, and...
First and foremost, they've got to be the best players. If these were not players at the highest standard, we wouldn't put them into an ensemble conducted by Simon Rattle.
That's Sir Simon Rattle, conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic.
When I talked to Simon Rattle about him doing this, you could talk quite openly about the fact, you know, these guys play at Carnegie Hall, they get phenomenal reviews in the New York Times and lots of other places. I mean, they are fantastic players at the highest level. You will love it.
So last December, Rattle came to New York City and spent a week rehearsing with the Ensemble ACJW, the Academy's performing group, for a concert to be presented at Zankel Hall, one of Carnegie's three auditoriums. Rattle had put together a program of breadth and intensity, from the Baroque to the contemporary, including Richard Strauss's hyper-romantic Metamorphosen. Violist Nate Schramm, who's only about a year and a half out of Indiana University, says he was both challenged and excited by the different styles.
I think in a way it's really highlighting some of the things the Academy does, is we try to do everything. If you want to be in the profession, you kind of have to be able to do everything at least pretty well, if not excellently.
Sir Simon Rattle didn't just stand in front of the ensemble. He moved among them, coaxing and cajoling the young players. And while the musicians played with precision and clarity at the beginning of rehearsal, by the end of the 3 hours, Rattle had helped them click into a higher gear with greater emotion.
They are wonderful players. They're at the very highest level, but they're still extremely open, and they're still a lot to learn and a lot to take.
A few days later, the group got a standing ovation after the concert. Nate Schramm was giddy.
This is, for me, is easily the best ensemble work or concert I've ever done. I mean, it was just really spectacular. Everyone was at such a high level. Everyone was truly committed. Certainly as a student, coming from studying just last year, you get a lot of people that kind of lag or don't, you know, they're not really committed to the music. They just want to do it. They want to go practice their solo stuff. And here everyone knows that this is the real thing.
It's a couple of months later, and Nate Schramm is back at it, this time rehearsing at Carnegie's Weill Recital Hall. It's another concert designed to show off the ensemble's versatility. Beethoven's on the program, but the centerpiece is the New York premiere of Steampunk, a new work commissioned by Carnegie for the group. David Bruce is the composer. He says right about the time he got the commission, a friend told him about a quirky sci-fi genre.
Steampunk is a kind of an alternative reality of sort of Victorian sci-fi, if you like. So people often are kind of dressed in Victorian garb, but they have these futuristic things, but there's no electricity there. It's all kind of steam-powered. The music I love is classical and folk music. Both don't usually involve electricity. It's usually just the sound of, you know, people scraping bows or puffing on their instruments.
The music is unabashedly tonal, says Nate Schramm.
It's really lively, very accessible, and sometimes, as classical musicians, we're kind of used to hearing new music as, like, how were we going to present this to an audience? When this music came to us already presentable, we just had to learn it and have fun with it.
In fact, they had so much fun with it, they all dressed up in Victorian costumes, accented with bicycle gears and chains to the delight of the audience. That kind of communication, whether in the concert hall or in the schools, is really what the Academy's all about, says Sir Simon Rattle.
It makes me very optimistic about the future of music here, when you have these people who also have realized that they have to be evangelists, not high priests. So they must go out into the community, they must be working with people, they must be in schools, they must give out of themselves, because otherwise the art form is going to die.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And how do you get a bunch of New York City school kids to love the music of Brahms? Find out when we next meet Nate Schramm and his colleagues from the Academy. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.